Good evening. My name is Don Castor, and I would like to welcome each and every one of you to our call this evening. This is the first Tuesday of the month, and the first Tuesday of the month is always a call that has to do with these phenomenal products manufactured by Sunrider International. And we do this call the first Tuesday of every single month for the explicit purpose of trying to expand your understanding, knowledge, and more importantly, to help you kind of decide whether or not there's products within this line, these 400 and some odd products manufactured here in Southern California, that you might be interested in consuming. Now, I do want to make one small disclaimer that some of the products we're talking about this evening may not be available in the country you're listening into from. I know we have people on the call this evening from Mexico and the Philippines, as well as Australia, New Zealand, Thailand, and Malaysia. And because of that, there's a number of these products that may or may not be available. So I apologize for that, but I think it's most important for you to just kind of get a grasp of what we're talking about, and somewhat we'll be focused specifically on the products I know are available in the U.S. Now, our topic this evening, which has been the tradition for probably the last 5 to 7 years on the first Tuesday in March, is to talk about fitness-related products and sports-related products. And I first of all want to do an overview of this general category and say that because of what Sunrider does, and we do so effectively, and that is function on the nourishment of the body and the cleansing of the body, that the Sunrider products in so many ways are very, very effective, are far more effective than any other product line that exists in the marketplace today. And let me see if I can get into just a little bit more with that. John, have you been able to join me?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. I've got John Sugai on the call with me from Honolulu, Hawaii, and I'm going to be calling on him in a few moments because John himself has spent quite a bit of his career in the fitness industry and working with people that are interested in being fit. But so many times I get calls and information from people, and people will ask me questions about Sunrider products and what will it do to improve their athletic performance. Most of the time, people are interested in two things to improve how they look and how they feel. And they exercise oftentimes to improve the longevity of their life, but a lot of times they're really doing it to reduce fat and increase muscle. And therefore, they're oftentimes oriented into thinking that there are certain supplements that it's going to help that process along with the exercise. And I'm not saying that isn't necessarily true, but in the marketplace today, there are between 1,100 and 1,400 items that are specifically designed to make one have larger muscles and less fat in general terms. And oftentimes they focus on the actual muscle process. And why do they do that? Well, when your body has more muscle, the larger the muscle, the greater capacity it has to burn fat. And if you think of the muscle as a little furnace, an area in which it will burn fat, and you think of the fat as the actual fuel, then you think, well, what a very simple concept. All I've got to do is take that fat, put it in the muscle, and it'll burn. So true. But the reason that some of us have more fat than we do muscle, or more importantly, we can see the fat and not the muscle, is because we haven't developed the muscle size and we consume too much fat. Now, men oftentimes get this in the form of an apple, which means it's around our stomach, and the women in the form of a pear, which is around the hips. So the first step is always to control the quantity of calories that we consume. And oftentimes you'll hear athletic trainers talk about the calorie intake, and it is very important. The second point would be, how do we create the larger muscle so that the body has the ability to burn a greater amount of fat? And that is oftentimes done through any sort of exercise. Now, the common one is resistive weight training, where you will use a weight that will kind of become resistive, because if it's a small dumbbell that you carry with you when you're walking, or weight you put on your wrist or your legs, then you actually force the muscle by stressing it and working it to kind of be torn down and come back at a larger capacity. And a repetitive process on lifting weights can be very beneficial. There's also been a tremendous amount of research that shows that women in particular that get past their 40s, and certainly should start sooner, that do some resistive weight training will in fact resist their body or help their body to avoid some of the osteoporosis problems that women have. So don't think of weight training as designed to become muscle bound, but more in terms of keeping the muscle at the right size, because we have a tendency to lose our muscle size as we age. Once we turn 23 and the body begins its downward path from this peak of growth, then it becomes a little more difficult to maintain the muscle. So absolutely, exercise becomes critical with that, and it can be anything from walking to dancing to some sort of machinery, and we're not here to talk about that. We're really here to talk about how the body responds to food and in particular how it responds to the Sunrider products. Now, for a lot of you that may not be really tuned into this marketplace, you're always going to get questions about protein content and people that want to take more protein. And I will simply say that when you're consuming protein, if you're taking about 0.8 grams of protein per pound of body weight, that's about the right amount of protein. Where you get it from is your choice. Egg whites, chicken breast, protein supplements, whatever you like to do. My preference, 90% of the time, for a person that eats a good diet, is a product from Sunrider called VitaShake. And the reason I recommend that is because it follows the Sunrider philosophy right down the line in terms of nourishment. And what we do in VitaShake, our partner Dr. Chin in this manufacturing process, takes the soybean, does not use a fractionated portion of the isolate. He actually uses the whole bean in this process so that the body is best able to utilize all of the different factors within the soybean and get the complete protein from it. But most importantly, he makes it in such a way that it's bioavailable, meaning it can be digested and absorbed. And rather than just grinding up a variety of different vitamins and minerals and soy products that so many companies do and ending up with a powder that they add cocoa to make it taste better, Dr. Chin, in fact, creates a process where the nutrients that we use, which we begin with a base of Nuplus, he bonds those nutrients to the soy so that it becomes in a whole state as would be in its natural state. So it's going to come as close as to using a vegetable source like tofu as anything you're going to be able to do. The real key to this is that the amount of protein may not appear to be large enough for people looking for large quantities, but it's the quality of the protein and the ability to use it. And most of the people we speak with are over 35, it seems, and therefore the amount of calories they intake become critical, because the older you get, anything past 23, you've got to monitor your calorie intake based upon your output, which is your exercise or your activity. And therefore, taking in some of these large protein drinks with high calories is not desirable. Bottom line, VitaShake and water is a phenomenal product, and it is something that I would recommend that people that are trying to maintain a fit regimen use on a regular basis 1 to 3 times a day. And it can be used, I prefer it in water because I'm not looking for any additional calories. John, can you give me any direction or advice on ways in which and how you recommend that people use VitaShake?
Well, I definitely recommend it as part of your breakfast. It's a great way to start your day. It's an excellent pre-workout or pre-game snack. Sometimes you get a little hungry, especially if your game or your race or whatever is in the afternoon, but you don't want to eat anything too heavy, regular food. So VitaShake, because it's only 95 calories, it's very light, very bioavailable. It's going to give you a lot of energy, and it's going to provide you with the fuel that you need to perform. And then definitely it's an excellent post-game, post-match, post-race type of meal. You have a 30 to 45-minute window to replace all the nutrients in your body so that your body can rebuild, because there's a lot of breakdown that occurs in exercise. And then for those of you who may feel like the VitaShake is not enough, add a scoop of Nuplus. Use whichever Nuplus that you want. Add an extra scoop, and that kind of beefs it up a little. I found that sometimes if I drink too much VitaShake, I take in a little too much fiber. But if I put in the Nuplus, that seems to really hold me up a lot more.
Well, John, I think you've got two good points. Number one is that people that exercise or people that are often concerned about their weight might skip that first meal of the day in the breakfast, and that's a huge mistake. And VitaShake in the morning is phenomenal, and VitaShake after whatever routine you're doing is critical. But I like your comment about Nuplus, because for a person that's going to be a pretty aerobic sport, cycling, bicycling, running, or some more aggressive sport like active sport like soccer, then Nuplus becomes a preferable product an hour, half hour before, because it goes in the system very rapidly, but yet doesn't have the extra fiber, and therefore doesn't, because the digestive system has to work it, doesn't take away from the energy of the body. So that's a great distinction to make. And for those of you that do certain athletic events, you know exactly what we're talking about. You've got to be careful what you put into your system so that your body doesn't redirect its energy in the wrong place. And you also can't peak too early by running out of the basic calories that fuel the body. So Nuplus becomes a real nice nudge to your body when you feel like you're running a little bit low, and I think it'll work. John, let me move on to two other points here that I think are important. So many times, and you living in Hawaii know this, but because you seem to have a little better weather than I do here in Ohio, even though we did hit 60 yesterday, and obviously it'll be 30 tomorrow, but we like to vary it on people. One of the things that I think is effective for people that everyone forgets about, and it's probably the most critical of all of the products that we have, and that's electrosport. We have a tendency to ignore the fact of dehydration. Dehydration can occur from a variety of sources. It can happen all the time when you fly. It can happen when you have a bad digestive system and you don't properly digest your foods. It can happen when you consume too much protein, specifically animal protein or poor vegetable protein. It can occur when you actually cut back too much on your diet and you're trying to force your body to operate. It can happen when you're trying to watch your weight and you dramatically cut back on liquids and you cut back on fruit and vegetables, all sources of liquid. So I find that if there's one thing that affects people's athletic performance and therefore their ability to improve, it's the dehydration that occurs. Swimmers dehydrate even though they're in water. And Electrosport was developed by Dr. Chen, it's probably close to 18 years ago now, for just that purpose of rehydration. And what it is a very simple combination of electrolyte minerals. And it literally, when put into water, makes water wetter so that it absorbs better. And when you were talking earlier, John, about a pre-drink meal and a new plus being an effective one, the only thing I ever recommend during, right before, but more specifically during and immediately after heavy lifting or working out is Electrosport and water. And because it can be a little bit rugged tasting, I like to put a little bit of Sunny Dew in it. If you have the ability to put Vitafruit in it, you're a lot better off. But a little bit of sugar actually helps the uptake, and the honey from the Vitafruit would accomplish that. Plus all the nutrients in the Vitafruit are excellent for breathing and lung capacity. But the Electrosport probably becomes one of the most critical products for athletic performance and training that most people ignore. And when you begin to lose or dehydrate the water and fluid within your muscle, you actually lose up to 50% of the muscle's ability to contract or, in fact, retract or make the muscle or form the strength that you need in something like running or in a strength sport like football or soccer or any of the others. Or even during a fairly good 30 to 40-minute workout on a bike or lifting, your body actually begins to lose that ability it has because it loses water within the muscle. So I constantly see people making this error. Now, I will tell you on the same regard that if you do exercise in very warm climates and you have a tendency to dehydrate just because you're working so hard, don't do Fortune Delight for about an hour and a half before you train and for about another hour after you train, because Fortune Delight does not rehydrate the body at all. Fortune Delight, because of its cleansing ability, which is so critical to take byproduct out of the body, is something you do not want to do. You want to keep it in the body during this exercise period. So if any of you have not used Electrosport and you're fairly serious about your athletic performance, you absolutely need to get this, because most of the stuff on the market today that falls into this fluid replacement category doesn't use a very good mixture. They add so many amino acids and other nutrients that are not necessary, and they'll overload it with sugar, or because people are watching calories, they'll put an artificial sweetener in and miss the actual ability of that carbohydrate to uptake the fluid. Water literally becomes wetter with electrolytes, meaning that it can absorb. If you were to lose up a quart of fluid, which is not unusual for somebody during an exercise program or very heavy perspiration to lose a whole quart of fluid, you have to drink 3 quarts. Lose a liter, put 3 liters. It's a 2-to-1 ratio when you don't use an electrolyte solution. Therefore, what you do is you will overdrink, weigh down your body, and slow yourself down. So I wanted to throw that in there for a second, John, because I see so many people just passing by Electrosport and missing it. Another one I want to touch on very briefly, then I'm going to give you the call here for a second, is Evergreen. One of the things that we need to do in athletic performance is absolutely make sure that we keep the oxygen in the cells at an optimum level. You hear a lot about nitric oxide and some of these other supplements that are really designed to do that, and we have MetaBooster that will do the same thing. But we have a tendency, because we may not be eating enough greens, to not help that body's natural ability to bring that oxygen, which is a natural process. And nothing works better than chlorophyll-based plants or green plants. So Evergreen is something that if you're going to make that new plus deal that John talked about at breakfast or maybe before you train, throw the Evergreen vial in there. It works really well in about 6 to 8 ounces or 4 ounces of liquid with the new plus. Adds a fairly nice little taste to it, but is a phenomenal addition to that process of making sure that everything in the body is working properly. The body is a very complex chemical deal. And when, in fact, you add to it something as powerful as evergreen, you're actually helping the body do what it needs to do, and that's get as much oxygen as you can to the cell to not only propel the body but to bring about the repair. So those are two things that I want to throw in there before this whole call gets carried away. And make sure that if you have not used Electrosport, you do so. And if you're not adding evergreen, at least before the workout, and obviously I'd greatly prefer it afterwards, but at least before, then it's something I need you to do. Now, John, would you talk for a second, because you and I were talking in Honolulu a couple weeks ago about VitaSpray. Tell me how and why and what circumstances you use VitaSpray with the people you train with.
Well, VitaSpray, as for some of you who may or may not have used it, it's a Sunrider's vitamin B12 and mineral complex spray. And what makes this product so wonderful is the way it delivers the vitamins to your body. It's very convenient. You take the spray, lift up your tongue, and squirt a couple sprays under the tongue. And sublingually, your body will absorb the vitamins and the minerals. And we found that of all the minerals that are listed, and there's many of them, the magnesium seems to really, really help people with cramping problems. Because magnesium is one of the minerals that your body uses to relax muscles. Calcium is used to contract muscles. And athletes, especially if you're playing in a hot climate, you're going to sweat out a lot of minerals, and you're going to have fatigue. And also in the process of running around, doing your crazy things, you use up your supply of magnesium, which usually it's replaced by our diet. And most people don't get enough magnesium in their diets because it has to come from plants, especially dark leafy greens. And so VitaSpray is a very, very good product that really delivers the magnesium to your body quickly, effectively, and you really notice the difference. It's one of those impact products that people really, really feel the difference. There are some people that have helped with their anxiety, with their restless leg syndrome, we've seen. So it's just a really, really neat product.
Yeah, thanks. And I think you brought up a key point that those that have listened to our calls in the past know, that oftentimes you can go to a store and buy a product like magnesium, and you're taking 500 or 1,000 milligrams, and the body seems to get some benefit from it, where our nutrient levels in our products are much lower. But you pointed out that this VitaSpray is just that. In fact, it's a spray. And the fact that it absorbs through the mouth eliminates the need to go through the digestive channels, so the sublingual or the oral absorption of the nutrient is a superior way to absorb, especially the B12. So the uptake is fairly quick, but more importantly, it enters the bloodstream and becomes systemic rather quickly. And I think that's important, particularly when you're talking about mineral deficiencies. And you also pointed out the use of the and the need of the other minerals when you're getting them from green vegetables. So those of you that are doing any juicing or eating the greens, you're on the right track. But because the athletic performance takes it to another level, B12 becomes another deficiency because, again, depending on what your diet is like, and unless you're a pretty strict vegetarian, meats have a tendency to counter some of the needs of the B12 and can put a little extra stress in the body. So a squirt of this either somewhat before your exercise or after doesn't necessarily give you energy, because people always want to buy things or use things because what will it give me and what will it do for me? Will it give me energy? Most everything we do in Sunrider, and correct me if you want to say it a different way, John, but most of what we do in Sunrider really has to do with making the body work more efficiently in its own natural process by bringing about balance rather than by kicking it or pushing it. For example, people will take a lot of heavy caffeine-based products for energy. Well, the stimulation you get from excessive caffeine or herbal products like guarana, that's a stimulation that I don't necessarily classify as a natural energy source. I consider it a push, and pushing always takes you away from the middle. When you bring things out internally, which is a better use of oxygen, where you use minerals to keep the body working efficiently like it should, you can achieve great levels of energy, but yet not overstress the body or create imbalanced states. So you'll find in using all of Sunrider products that we greatly complement what you should be doing, which is on a good, strong diet. But because of the quality of the foods or the busy lifestyles, like John said, if you're training at 2 in the afternoon, you have an event at 2 in the afternoon, the food can become an issue. Or if you're a student and the way your classrooms go, it becomes tough. Or if you work and you leave right from work to go exercise. Or you get up first thing in the morning and you don't have time. you're putting your body in the non-ideal time. So VitaSpray, Evergreen, both become products and sort of help that process along and allow the body to work effectively. Another one is Sunrise. Sunrise is a product that is probably one of the more sophisticated products that Sunrider has. And if you're unfamiliar with it, it comes in the same little glass vial tube that does Electrosport. With Electrosport, you shake it up and add it to, you know, 6 or 7 ounces of water. You mix it in with your New Plus. You can just put it in straight water if you like, and you drink it. And you do it the whole thing at once. The Sunrise, on the other hand, is a product that comes in the same kind of vial. This is a delivery system or a packaging system that Dr. Chin invented that allows him to create these liquids without the use of preservatives and yet can maintain a shelf life because he doesn't have to add high heat to them and destroy the nutrients, but yet because of the way they're packaged, remain airtight and become very safe to use. So you just kind of peel off the top of this thing and pop the top, and you have a fresh nutritional beverage that you can drink straight from the vial. Now, some people add it to water, some people add it to a drink. It depends on where I'm doing it. When I'm dealing with an athlete who has been pretty exhausted from a long run, a heavy aerobic exercise, some really serious lifting, for example, or maybe long swims, I usually have them while they're doing their cool-down period, that period of time where they're just sort of sitting and letting their body temperature get back, and I'll have them sip it out of the bottle. Because Sunrise brings about a sense of balance as great as anything I've ever seen. Now, I've seen yoga people, I've seen runners, I've seen people that need concentration like that in their events do it the same exact way when they're tuning up or warming up before their activity. And it brings about a sense of balance and energy that no one is really able to describe. Now, we don't want to get into why it works and how it works, because I always get frustrated with people that want to know how it works. You know, in all honesty, there's very few people I ever talk to that have anywhere near, including myself, the educational background to try to understand what the body really is all about. But because of the way in which Dr. Chin has blended this, he doesn't add any nutrient, any food, any plant-based to it that is going to push the body that we talked about earlier. It's not a stimulation product. It's a balance product. And there's nothing more out of balance in the body than pushing muscles to an extreme, stretching your lungs to excessive breathing. Through your activity. And Sunrise brings you back into step, gets your body back aligned to where it should be better than anything I've ever seen. Now, it's one of those products I put down on the list for consumption because when people say I have X number of dollars to spend, then I start them right there at the top, as we started the call, with VitaShake. I move quickly to Electrosport Evergreen and go to VitaSpray. But I always need to talk about Sunrise because I've always got some pretty sophisticated athletes on the phone, some Olympic caliber people who really and truly are looking for that extra edge and have nothing in their body that's got false stimulation to it, and that's the key. There's a lot of products out there that will energize, but most of them bring about a sense of unfair imbalance. Now, John, do you want to comment on that or sports caps at all?
Sunrise is an excellent product. I use it for my marathon running. I've run 4 marathons in the past 2 years. Definitely I take one before I start running, and I bring a few bottles with me, and I take it every so many miles. My sister used Sunrise ever since it came out over, what was it, 15, 18 years ago?
Yeah, something like that.
And she would have at least one or two every single game for her entire career, and she made it through 4 years of Division I soccer at the University of Hawaii, 81 starts, 81 games played. She has the record at UH. She was known for her consistency, for her speed, and for her endurance. She could last the full 90 minutes and then overtime if need be. So Sunrise is an excellent, excellent product. You're just going to feel good. People say that they have more mental focus and they're able to last. It is also approved by the Banned Substances Committee. There's a link on it on Sunrider's website. And then also to point out that this is a great product, especially for anybody who's currently using any kind of caffeine or guarana-based product. This is of note for anybody who's an NCAA athlete, guarana or caffeine is a banned substance. So you definitely don't want to be using any kind of energy drink or energy-type product that contains caffeine or guarana. Because if you get tested, then there may be some consequences. As for sport caps, if Sunrise provides the energy and the endurance and the mental focus, sport caps for me provides me with the nutrition to repair and recover in between. I take sport caps every day. When I was training for my marathons, I take more just to make sure that I recover from my training runs. I feel like I heal better. There's less muscle soreness, and I just feel stronger overall. And my sister also used that as well throughout her UH career, and she still takes sport caps every day to this day.
Now, when you talked about the sports caps, do you take it every day, or do you take it heavier on the days that you're either competing or training, or do you have an adjustment to that?
I tend to on the heavier, like the longer training runs, I would take follow the full, instructions on the bottle, which is 5 at every mealtime. But on the days that I'm not really training, I scale it back a bit.
Yeah, and that pretty much falls in line with what we've seen work over the years. And a lot of times we'll recommend, too, that people go by their body weights. And the heavier the person, the more they take. So 5 when you start getting into that 200-pound range, 3 when you're less. You start getting over 200 pounds, you can easily be doing, just as John said, 5 twice a day. I'm very conscious with people about the amount of money they spend for the results, so sports caps ends up a little further down the list. I don't recommend it for people that are just getting started or more of the novice person. I'd rather see you do things in the first part of the call with the VitaShake, the New Plus, the Evergreen, Electrosport, Sunrise. There's where I'd like to see emphasize it.
Yeah, Sunrise, definitely you get your bang for your buck. Sport caps would be for someone who can afford it, and maybe the more serious athlete that may need that extra repair and recovery if they're more more strenuous or more impact in their sport or whatever that they do.
I agree, and I think that's the real distinction we need to make, because we want to be honest with people on how the whole process works. Now, another product that I think is valuable is MetaBooster, and we really don't have enough time to get into that. But it fits into that extra oxidation process because it's a phenomenal antioxidant product. And we have a past call-up on our archive webpage at rsunbiz.com that you can listen to about MetaBooster and realize that that's one of those products that transcends just fitness and is one of those overlay products, as is Evergreen. Evergreen is a product. New Plus is a product. VitaShake is a product that just about everyone should consume, no matter what stage of fitness or health or life they're into, where other products have a tendency to be or can be more specific, as is Fortune Delight, another product that we're not going to spend much time on this evening. But understand, one of the processes that occurs when you exercise, you take your body and your target heart rate, you begin to push the body to the point where the muscle then can be torn down or repaired. Fortune Delight is phenomenal for the period after you've exercised, for the 6 to 12 to 2-day period afterwards, to help keep the body cleansed, because what happens when you begin to tear down that muscle, the natural process, then the liver then needs to process all of that, and it needs to push it out of the system, which is a natural thing that occurs, and water can be helpful for, but Fortune Delight is so much more effective. So Fortune Delight is something that that I recommend on a regular basis for all fitness people, and for the rest of you that aren't into the fitness arena in your life at all, you know, we just talk about Fortune Delight as a basic product just to help balance out from the food and pollutions in this world. John, do you have any other closing comments, as we're about out of time?
Just make sure that you're consistent, and definitely pick the products that are going to make the biggest difference, and you're going to just feel good. You're going to play better, and most importantly, you're going to recover in any of your athletic quests.
Thank you, and keep all of that, and keep the balance of using the New Plus and the basic nutritional products with Quinary in your diet, and allows your body to be nourished and more effective. John, I appreciate you being in the call. It goes so quickly, these 30 minutes. There are some past calls that are archived that you're welcome to listen to. We'll have John as well as other members on our team on future calls here on the first Tuesday of the month. Please remember that we also have a call the third Tuesday for those people that have gone a little bit beyond the consumption standpoint and have some questions about adding more consumers to this. There's not a question in my mind at all that we have the best consumable product in the world today, and there's a whole lot of people looking to feel better and to look better, and there's no better way to do that. So, John, again, I thank you for being on the call, and I certainly thank everybody else for joining us, and hope we've given you guys enough little information to make a difference.